The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the Baseline.
Join the Baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network, this is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at NyeVWofRome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up DisruptionNetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by The Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at DisruptionNetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
What's good, everybody? Part two of EC Radio today. I love it, man. I love the fact that I can come here on a daily basis, have long-form conversations, provide good content, and produce and promote a lot of great events that are coming up in upstate New York. I love this. I do this every day. I do this every day, so this is exciting to me. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is EC Radio. Live on the Disruption Network. Our social media. Stream me and restream me. There's so many goddamn freaking social media platforms. But what I'm trying to say is you can find us on all of those. Yes, it's Z. How are you? Which today? Wednesday? I don't even know what day it is, Alex.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Are you even on? You're not even on. There you are. There you, it is Wednesday. Sometimes I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, well, I feel the same way.
Because you get so wrapped up in your life, dude. Yes. And you know how it is because you're a very busy guy. Alex Carbone joining me from the Fitness Mill.
Thank you, Z. Thank you very much.
I love having you here, brother. I don't know if I should make you a co-host or start charging you money. I'd like to make you a co-host and charge money. I'd like to do both. But anyways, it's good to see you, brother. But
you
know how you get wrapped up in the vigors of life.
Yeah.
And there's just so much going on that you don't know what time it is, or you're late for this meeting or late for that meeting, and you forgot what day it is.
Yeah. You know what? If you love what you're doing, you know, it's just another day of doing what you love, you know?
Indeed.
That's all there is to it.
And we're going to get into a long-form conversation in just 1 second because I got to give love to my sponsors. Much love to Utica Coffee. They restocked our coffee situation in the office over there, and they gave us a trip around the world. So we've got some from Brazil. We got some from Sumatra. We got some from Utica. So we're all around the world. And thank you so much from Utica Coffee. WakeTheHellUp.com. You can check them out online. Also, much love to EJA Moving Services, Nye Volkswagen in Rome, and my good friends over at the Saranac Brewery. Alex Carbone, man. Dude, I feel like you are one of the most busiest guys in Utica. No, seriously.
I appreciate that. You know, I
everywhere.
I keep myself occupied. You know, a lot of the marketing you see will make it look like I'm so busy. But, you know, being in the gym, like I just said a few minutes ago, is when you do something you love, it just keeps you going, you know, and you're not worried about what day of the week, like we just said, because it's not like, oh, it's Monday, I got till Friday, you know, and then I'm off for the weekend.
Right.
Every day is another day in the gym for me, and I'm having a blast doing it. So.
Right. Mondays, everybody usually hates Monday.
Yeah.
And I don't hate Mondays anymore.
I love
and
Monday.
And I get to come to the studio and talk and have conversations and record and do my labor of love, if you will.
You're doing what you love.
And you too.
And it reflects on your work.
Well, thank you.
I have to compliment you. You do a great job. Every time I've been on here, you keep that conversation going the right way, the right direction. It's fun. It's have a good time.
Well, I call it. It's my ADD.
Yeah, which, I have the same thing.
Which it's called the Anthony Donaldson disorder. Yeah, so it was named after me.
But
that's the thing, man. It's just keeping busy, keeping your mind occupied, and just moving forward and achieving your goals.
That's right. When you finally hit what you love, it's natural.
Yeah.
So,
Alex, I want to back up a little bit and talk about your family history because your family history really intrigues me.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, are you 100% Italian?
No, half Italian, half Polish.
Half Italian, half Polish.
Yeah, my father's from East Utica. He grew up on Bleecker and Bacon. That was my grandfather's first car dealership is what I'm not familiar with what it is now, but it was Custom Body Shop. We build toys for the big boys. That was Castronova's. We sold it to Castronova.
That was the first
Carbone dealership.
Carbone, was it Don's
Dodge
Ford? It was Dodge. Okay.
It was Carbone Dodge. And my father grew up upstairs. Mm-hmm. It was a real family operation. My grandmother took care of the bookkeeping. My grandfather was, you know, more of the overall general manager and moving it on and moving it forward and trying to grow. And it was just their life. I mean, my dad and my uncle grew up upstairs, and that's all they know. It's not all they know, but that's what they knew. And
right.
It was like ingrained in them from the beginning that's what they were going to do. And
what year was that when they first opened?
Started in 1929.
1929.
Wow. Yeah, of course, my father wasn't around then, but that's when my grandfather started. God, the history goes so deep. My grandfather was what a respected guy, you know, and I'll tell you, he taught me all of the work ethic that I have today. And he, you know, at a young age, he was an orphan.
Oh, yeah.
And at a very young age, I think he was second grade.
Did he grow up here in Utica?
He was born in Utica.
Born in Utica.
His parents came over from Italy, and my great-grandfather, which was my grandfather's father, Dominic, was actually killed in a card game at the Modernistic bar. All right, it existed back then. And he won some land, and the guy he won the land against didn't like what happened. He just stood up right in the booth and stabbed him to death.
Oh.
Yeah, so growing up, back in East Utica, back then, my grandfather, you know, they had a farm. It was called Beech Grove Dairy Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have a lot of money. They actually lived off the farm. You know, they didn't have much. So my great-grandmother had to put my grandfather, his brother, and two sisters in the House of Good Shepherd at a very young age. And so she could take care of the farm and continue to live while they were cared for. So at the time when they were able to come out of the House of the Good Shepherd, my grandfather really played a big role in taking his brother and his sister's under his wing.
Oh, wow.
And this is when he started what was called CNS Garage. It was Carbone and Sacco. And he teamed up with his partner, Sacco. He built an old Cadillac truck, made it into a tow truck, and actually drove the streets. There was no communication back then, right. 1920s, right? Drove the streets day in, day out, looking for potential tow truck, you know, prospects on the side of the road or whatever the case was. And cars weren't great back then, you
right.
know, and they weren't as many on the road now. So anyways, he was just a grinder, you know, ground it out. Eventually, you know, he was able to buy out his partner, Sacco. And then as the automakers started to infiltrate the United States more and more, and the automakers in Detroit started getting bigger and looking for dealers, you know, he was a prospect. And he found the property on Bleecker and Bacon because that's what they required. And he went ahead with a Dodge franchise, and that's where it all began. And, you know, my grandfather really, his roots was in the dairy business, but, you know, when he got into the car business, it was in the service business. He was a, you know, he turned wrenches for a living. So did very well for himself. And just a really, you know, hard-nosed, very respected, just a matter-of-fact type of personality. And then, of course, you had my grandmother, who was the sweetest lady, you know, but he listened to her. You know what I mean? That's how it went.
Right.
But so I grew up, you know, by the time it got to me, it was, you know, somewhat of a dynasty. My dad and my uncle
right.
really grew it. My grandfather had a vision. Back up a little bit. He had a vision to go to Commercial Drive. And this was back in the 60s. And all the dealers were downtown. Everything was downtown.
What a risk, right? At
right.
the time?
All the dealers were like, this is farm country. You're going to go out of business. What are you doing? So he bought up all this land on Commercial Drive. And what an amazing vision he had, because look at Commercial Drive now. It's like the most expensive property in the county. And
it seems like he was an amazing visionary,
amazing.
Just taking the chance with Dodge back and, you know, opening up yeah. the first garage and then taking a chance to go to Commercial Drive, but it was farmland.
Yes. His belief was to reinvest in your business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money to him was just like the byproduct of reinvesting and doing a good job. It wasn't the most important thing for him to have a, you know, huge wad of money in his pocket. That wasn't it. And if you met him, you know, he really was his farmer roots. Was more of his image. You know, he wore ripped up clothes and he was in the farm and his garden. He had a beautiful garden. But, you know, backing up earlier in the conversation, you know, he had the vision to be on Commercial Drive, and he built the Dodge dealership, and then he built the General Motors dealership. In fact, it was in the 50s. I'm sorry. In the 60s, he was able to build the General Motors dealership. That's when they bought Don's Downtown Ford, which was on Elizabeth Street. It was Dahl Motors at the time. They moved that to North Utica. And really, that's when my dad and my uncle really jumped in. And my uncle was the owner of the Ford store. And then my dad was managing the GM store. And they started to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though they were individual operators, they still worked together as brothers. Which this is what our community respects so much about our family, is that
the roots
mm-hmm. and the bond between my dad and all, you can't break it. There's no way you can break that bond, and I respect that as well. It's pretty cool. You don't see it these days.
Yeah. Plus, it's tough to be in business with family.
Oh well, we're headed that way. But, so they did a wonderful job. You know, growing up as a young Carbone, I was the youngest of the family, the baby boy. You know, and my grandmother doted over me. And,
he's such a nice boy.
Oh, my God, the sweetie pie with the cheeks and all that stuff. But my grandfather, you know, he did a nice job with grabbing me after school and showing me a good work ethic in the garden. And I have a lot of great memories of what he had taught me, you know, doing it right and not cutting corners. And, you know, as a kid, you try and get by quick. You couldn't get anything by him, you know, cutting the grass. He'd see where you didn't cut the grass and just make you go do it again.
He was sharp.
Oh, he was sharp. So, but I always knew I wanted to be in the business. And
were you just attracted to cars, automobiles?
I was attracted to, you know, what I watched my father doing with his life. And, you know, there's consequences too in a family. It's really hard because that business is 24/7. Not only is it 24/7, but your time needs to be there open to close. You know, you open at 7:30 in the service drive, and then you close at 9:30 at night, or until the last deal leaves. You're there.
Mm-hmm.
And
it consumes you.
Know, it, yeah, and, you know, that's how I was raised. You know, my mm-hmm. dad was doing what he had to do, so I respect him for that. You know, and my mom was taking care of the house, and she did a wonderful job at that as well. But I was trained to be that. Mm-hmm. And when it got time for me, it became my time to go to college and all. I was the most horrible student. I'm telling you, Z, horrible.
Where'd you go to school?
High school, I went to Notre Dame. I bounced around. And I ended up at a junior college in Franklin, Massachusetts called Dean Junior College. So the story goes, you know, I got away from home, my freedom. I'm like 5 hours away. And I blew it. I blew that year.
We're right? partying a little bit.
Oh, man. I think I missed 36 English classes out of like 45 in a semester or something crazy like that. I was set to go back. I was on all kinds of what we call probations. And I'm telling the story because I'm wide open about it. I think it's a great, you know, topic to talk about in my life. I was a horrible student, and I just didn't like it. Uh-huh. And I got involved in the car business at a young age. At 15, I was washing cars in the summers, and then 16 did the same thing. And then I was a reconditioning guy. And my first job ever was they gave me a 10-foot ladder and a putty knife, probably about 4 inches wide. And they said, scrape the building. And for the summer, that's your job, scrape the building. So, okay, it fell summer. And every year after that, I had a different job. And it was always at the ground level, and I worked my way up.
Mm-hmm.
So by the summer I got back from my first year of school, I worked in the parts department. And I was all set to go back. I had my buddies and I. We were all ready to dorm up together. We had room next to each other. It was a big party again. That's all we were doing. Right? So my father sits down with me the day before I'm supposed to leave, and he says, you know, I'm not going to send you back. I says, how can you do that? I'm all ready. It's a waste of money. I said, you're not into this, you know. So he says, here's what I'd like you to do. I've got a position here for you as a service advisor, which was, you know, when you bring your car in for service, I'm the man that greets you. And then I want you to finish at night school and go to Utica College and finish up your degree. So at a very young age, you know, I was 19. I was getting up at 5 in the morning and working right through till 6. 6 o'clock at 6:30, I had night school till 9:30. So I was burning out. But, you know, I this story is great, so I'm just keep rambling. So interrupt me whenever you want.
Go ahead.
But so as I progressed in business, I started to make an income.
What were you majoring in school? Were you just
business,
like business classes?
Just general business.
Yeah.
And I got a taste of, you know, making some money. It was small. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything. I always kid around with the manager that was over me at the time. I said, you stole me. Now that I know what is involved in this job and how you pay it, you stole me. I didn't know any better. I was naive. But we kid around to this day. But I started to progress and work. And quite honestly, the time I spent at school was less and less, you know. So I just kind of, I was so interested in the car business. I really got a taste of it, and it started to grow. And I felt good about myself, because when you're not good in school and you feel like you're letting your family down and your self-esteem's in the toilet, I finally found something that I was good at. And I was getting, you know, appreciation, and people were showing, you know, a lot of attention towards me for doing a good job. So that's the direction I went. And I never went back to night school. I never finished my degree. And, you know, to this day, nobody ever asked. So it worked out. So anyway, my family never said, where's your plaque?
Yeah, that's okay. Where's that piece of paper?
Yeah. So, you know, I had a great opportunity, and I really took full advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, remember one day sitting at the table with my father and my mom, and we were having dinner in Sylvan Beach at their camp. And I said, you know, Dad, I want to sell cars now. It's been 2.5 years of doing this service job. I'm ready to sell cars. And he says, well, you know, that's on you. You know, I'm not going to go in there and do anything for you. Maybe I own the company, but I don't want to be involved. You have a general manager. Go deal with him and apply for the job. If he accepts you, that's great. And then you got to go through the process. So.
Of course he's going to accept you, though.
He was a great guy, too. His name was Jimmy Vanney. God rest his soul. He passed away. But I learned a ton from him.
How old are you at this time?
I was 22.
22?
22. I learned a ton from Jimmy Vann. He was a tremendous teacher, trainer, tremendous car man. And, you know, I do miss all the conversations I've had with him. Very tough, Marine, intimidating guy, you know, but learned a ton. So I started selling cars, and I did that for a period of time. And then this is where the family of the third generation started to get involved, because Jim had was the general manager at the time, and he had gone on to become his own dealer. So he bought a dealership in Penn Yan, New York, and became a Chrysler dealer. So he left the group, which they brought then my cousin Joe from the Acura dealership and placed him in the Honda dealership as a general manager. So now I'm working for Joe. And we had a decent relationship. It was okay. And I was selling cars, and I was selling 5 cars a day and
wow.
delivering them. I loved it. Uh-huh. I was a young, energetic kid. I had my first demo as a Honda Civic, you know, but I was the guy, you know. I had the suit on sharp. Now I'm making a good income. And so Joe had a position open up as a used car manager, and he selected me. And, you know, there's a lesson to be learned with that. Not all great chefs can run a great restaurant.
True.
Just picking that randomly. I don't mean that to single out the restaurant industry.
I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was a terrible used car manager. I was a great salesman, great in service. People loved me. But as a manager, and I couldn't be in front of a person, a public person, I had to work through people to work with the customer. I really had a hard time with that. I was floundering.
You think it's socially you're talking about, or well, was it
I'm
more
a people
of a,
person.
Okay.
I'm in front of you and you know, I can really sell.
Right.
And in a way where it's not really selling. I'm just have a relationship with you and I do it quickly. Mm-hmm. And I can do it over the TV and the media and the radio and such. But so I had a hard time, I struggled, and Joe, after a period of time, had moved up to the management company, which left the general manager's position open, and they gave it to me, and that was difficult for my first year. But I went away to a school called NADA, National Auto Dealers Association Academy, taught me a great deal, and I applied it, and man, I did. I had some record years, you know, and that's really when I started to take off. That's where I got my TV career started.
Oh, yeah.
I worked with a lady named Ann Inman. And she was terrific. And I was young still. And I was still, you know, going out at night on a Thursday. It was a big night, right? Thursday's still a big night.
Always, right.
I haven't been out on a Thursday in 25 years, right? But back then, Thursday night, I was going out. She purposely, as a, you know, beginning my TV career, purposely scheduled 7:30 in the morning, Friday morning, to do my TV spots, you know, and she got me good. It was, I think I went hungover twice, and I was like, that's it. So
you learned your lesson.
Learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. But we grew from there, and then you know, we bought more stores, and you know, I was able to oversee more. Where I really was identified was in my TV appearance in radio, and you know, my personality for the group.
Yep.
I became the Carbone spokesman.
You're the pitch man.
I'm the pitch guy. Mm-hmm. And I learned it from a guy named Woody Woodard. I don't know if you remember Woody.
He was on TV forever. And,
right. You know, he was on TV with Don's, and mm-hmm. he did a terrific job. So
he was a weatherman at one time, wasn't he?
He may have been.
Local weatherman at KTV?
Not local. No, he wasn't ever local. He's from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys used to fly him in.
We used to fly him in.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember one time I was on the board of directors for the auto group. And so I talked to the group, and I says, why don't we start to brand our company as one? You know, we were moving that direction anyways, but I said, if we just take the advertising, let me handle it, and let me work with Woody, and we'll do every single TV spot and every radio spot the same way, and we'll create this image for the company.
How many stores do you have at this time, though?
Probably... It was probably eight.
Eight stores?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so we started that. Uh-huh. And, you know, the way it went was I would open the TV spot with like a 3-second intro and then end it with a 3-second. It was 6 seconds. But it went every single time the same way. But what I learned was in the middle of the commercial, I watched how Woody did it. It was freestyle. Mm-hmm. And all it was a generic description of the car with a price and some excitement.
Just bullet points.
Bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can do this. So I talked with my ad department. At the time, we had an in-house advertising department. And I said, you know what, let me do the spots from now on. And unfortunately, we had to have that conversation with Woody, and yeah, he didn't take it very well, but we did. And it was pretty easy. It was like, hey, I'm Alex Carbone. I'm a Carbone Honda. And right here, we have a Honda Civic, power windows, lights, air tilt, cruise. We got it all for you. $199 a month. That's it. $199. Limited time only. So get the Carbone Honda and you see the address.
A name you know, a name you can trust.
Name you know, a name you can trust. We had a few different taglines we went through, but there's one of them, mm-hmm. right? And I'm banging them out. And I did. That's really where I started to take off.
It's a formula you just follow pretty much.
It was so simple.
Uh-huh.
You know, not everybody can say it's simple.
Right. And it's a lot of movement, too.
Yeah.
It is a lot of movement. I know I break your balls about the hand movement and stuff, but it's also the pacing of the commercial and the way you move around the car. And also all that thing dictates to your content what you're trying to put out there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, your body language, your mannerism, your excitement. You're not at what do I want to say? Not aggressive, not intimidating.
Mm-hmm. Comforting.
Comforting. Mm-hmm. People loved it, you know? So it really boomed. Then I went on the buses, and it was just ridiculous at that point. I was the company and then no personal. It was nothing. I couldn't do anything without somebody recognizing what I was doing.
Right.
And it was tough because I never really had an identity. And at this point, you know, through a few years, we were approached by Lithia and a few other public companies, and we sat around as a board. And at this point, now my cousin Anessa and my cousin Joe and I owned the auto group, and we were, you know, being consulted with by my father and my uncle. They had board share.
They didn't 100% retire?
No, they're still there. They're my still dad still goes to the office. My uncle still has work that he does for Lithia.
Yeah.
But we got to the point where we had a decision to make. Now, the decision was, do we keep going on the way we are? And we did have some issues with the way that we got along. And we had a lot of requirements from the manufacturers that was very expensive. I think it was like a 4-year, $16 million requirement from various manufacturers. Everybody wanted their own building. Now, the car business is cyclical, you know, so we were at the peak of the cycle, and the value of our group was at its peak, and the demand of the manufacturers was at its peak, and our relationship really was a problem. So we decided to say, okay, it's going to start to decline in sales. The requirement to spend money is still there. And the money is going to get, you know, the profits will be less and less and less. And we don't really get along that great in business. Let's do this. So we all made that decision. And you know, looking back on it, it was a huge blow to me. I think it was for everybody. But just speaking in terms of me here today, it was a huge blow to my ego. It was a huge blow because I had a huge ego at the time. I'm not ashamed to say it. You know, all this exposure and the community recognition and all the awards. I went, my head
people
was just
pulling at you in every way.
Crazy.
And,
yeah, it was crazy. Pulling at you, right. So it was a huge blow. But looking back on it, we did the right thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're all able to live our lives now. Now,
are you getting along better now?
Yeah, yeah. We get along great. I don't see him as much.
Right.
I used to see him every single day, and I don't see him as much. I don't talk to him nearly as much. But you know what? When we see each other, it's not about car business. It's not about competitive.
Right.
It's not about how many did you do today. I did this. None of that.
No headbutting.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But it led me down the road to the fitness mill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it couldn't have been more perfect.
One door closes, another one opens.
Yeah, and 2 years prior to me buying it is when Al kind of planted the seed in the soil. Said, you know, maybe you think about buying this place, you know. At the time, I was so deep in the car business, there was none of that. But I did entertain it, and I never told him no because I didn't know. I never close a door, you know, and say
right.
no and walk away. But the time came, we were purchased by Lithia. I was able to do it financially, and thank God that, you know, I had this great opportunity to work in the car business and to own it. Because, you know, financially I'm good, and I can work on now building my own project and seeing it through and bringing it to the next level. So I went to Al, and we put the deal together, and it's just this is who I really am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is now my personal life as a business. I love fitness. I always found time for it, but it was, this is what really I'm enthused about.
Isn't it crazy how long it takes you to find yourself?
45 years old.
Same 40, here.
44 years old.
Right.
Really took me a long time.
And you think you had it figured out years ago.
Z, if you saw my life in my 30s and compared to my 40s, complete change.
Mm-hmm.
360.
Same here.
Yeah. Right. And it takes a while. That's why, you know, when I talk to my kids and stuff, I always urge them to say, you know, slow down with the relationships and stuff. Wait till you're in your 30s till you consider getting married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find out who you are.
It takes a while too.
It does. You have to, a lot of learning experiences.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's crazy though, like the path that you took and all those experiences that led to you to led to where you are today.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have this wonderful facility and great people that work for you and this umbrella of the fitness mill and all these great organizations underneath you. And it's crazy from that path from selling cars to going now to, you know, you're a machine in the fitness world.
What I've learned by having another business aside from the car business, you have to become your business.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Yep. So you do a great job with this. You are this. You live and breathe. This is who you are. It's become you as a person. And in the car business, that's who I was. That's what my image was. That's what my life was. I was afraid to go out to dinner without a suit and tie on. Because I was afraid of the image. You know, here I am, the guy on TV, dressed sharp, this and that. I got to be like that in public every single time someone sees me.
God forbid that those mouths get yapping.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Be surprised.
Some of that backlash, like people would, we all have haters.
Oh, you know,
would that get to you?
It did.
Yeah.
It did when I was trying because my heart was always in the right place.
Right. And you're so passionate about
it. Passionate. And it wasn't that, the confusion was my time and exposure on all the media was not an ego trip for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was accomplishing something.
Right.
Meanwhile,
trying to
sell cars, trying to brand our group, make us the biggest and best ever, you know, mm-hmm. and just the monster in the area. And it got confused with you're an egomaniac. You're trying to take up all the airtime. You just want to see yourself on TV. It was none of that. Mm-hmm. I did a good job. I knew I could do a good job, so mm-hmm. let me do it. You know, in the community, there were a lot of people that who don't know me, who had a lot of hate
mm-hmm.
because I could tell you, you know, just in speaking about me as a person, take the time to get to know me before you judge me.
Exactly.
And I don't think you'll judge me bad of me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a bad person. Maybe I won't always see eye to eye. But you know what? In the end, I'm not that person that you want to believe I am.
Well, the haters are just like, looking to deflect their own
horrible.
Personal issues, you know?
It's exactly.
More or less,
and that's
right?
too bad. Mm-hmm. And that's too bad. But it led me to the fitness mill, right? And this is where I'm so passionate about.
Yeah.
And my life. When I did leave the car business officially, I did go through like a little depression, you know, probably about 6 months worth of a depression because I didn't know anything else but 12 hours a day, 24/7, and I knew nothing.
Were you just idle?
Yeah.
That's probably why you're in it, because you weren't doing anything. The mind wasn't active,
right? My mind wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up in the morning on a summer day, and it'd be like 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, man, I'm losing it. I'm usually up at 3:30, banging it out in the gym, and then getting ready, putting a suit and tie on, going to work, dressed sharp, feeling good, you know? This is a totally different life. So it took me a little time. But I started to get my hands around the fitness mill, and you know, a little bit at a time, you know, we went through some people and there's an evolution of people and then the evolution of those people. But I finally got a core team now. They're awesome. I mean, they've all been on your show and what a great team.
Amazing.
It is. And even beneath them that do more work for the fitness mill is just, everybody is tremendous.
Yeah.
And it's not like going to work. We go to work, we bust chops, we break each other's chops. We know each other's personalities. We call them out on it. We laugh. It's just the atmosphere there I could not have ever imagined owning a business and having this type of a relationship inside the business and having this kind of passion and love and the feeling for it, because even though I owned the car business, it was still a grind.
Right.
It was stress.
And people still looked at you as the boss.
The boss.
Or like at the fitness mill, you're
one of the gang.
You're a pal.
Right? I'm a pal. Yeah. I love it. And yeah. I love being that, you know. And naturally, the signers, me for the papers, whatever, that's all great because I'm the owner. But we're all on the same level, you know, and we all kick each other's butts and mm-hmm. we just have a great time. So we've built this product now. And I was told by somebody, I'm not going to mention their name, but a while back, somebody said to me, you know, Alex, you know, this isn't the car business, you know, and it irked me because I have a desire to succeed. And I said, okay, no, it's not the car business, but it's a business, and business is all treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
You have objectives. You know, I'm selling memberships. That's what I'm doing.
Still selling.
And when I get them in the door to sell them a membership at a fair price, I offer them the best product, which is my gym and equipment and classes and everything else involved, the massage and this. I offer them the best product for the best price out there, you know. Not a price where I think I'm just, you know, giving it all away just to say I got a member. It's fair. It's on the lower end of fair for the member, but, you know, but I have the best product. And now our job is to get the members in to sign up. And then once we do, we've got all sorts of things inside that we can, I'm going to use the term upsell because that's what we used to do. We sell a car, you go to the finance manager, right? What are you trying to do? Upsell you a warranty, upsell you rust proof, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Power steering, power brakes, whatever.
Back in the day, air conditioning,
yeah.
right? Cassette radio.
You don't want that 8-track.
Right. So, that's what we do in a good way. And it's, you know, it's small, like a dollar water, $3 bang drink or whatever. We have protein shake bar. We offer the Balanced Chef. Give a shout out to Balanced Chef. They do a great job with their meals. Drover Hill Meats, a friend of mine, Eddie Petreba. He has frozen meats that he raises on his farm, and they're no pasture raised, no antibiotics, no hormones. Great stuff. We offer it in the mill.
So it's farm to fitness?
Farm to fitness. Here's one I really have to tell. This is awesome. This one is brand new. It's called Canine Food Prep. And my fiance Savannah just started this food prep business, and we're going to offer it in the fitness mill. And what it is it's homemade dog food, and it's human food. Like the joke in the house is, if she's running late or didn't make dinner or something, she's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just having a bowl of dog food," but it's great. You know, it's good stuff. It's all, you know, chicken and rice and vegetables. Or there's a menu. So if you would go on her Facebook, it's Canine. What did I say it was? Canine.
Meal
food
prep.
Canine Food Prep on Facebook. And she's got her menu on there, and you can message her. But we're working on a website, so that'll be up shortly. You'll be able to order right on the website, get it shipped out. Right now she's doing a free promotion, which is get 1 week's worth of meals for free to try it, have your dog try it, and then you can hook up with her for the prices and all that stuff. So
interesting.
Awesome. So yeah. She's going to have a freezer in the mill that's on order. And that's available.
I feel like the fitness mill is one big brainstorming meeting all day long.
Crazy. It's like,
because you always
evolved.
Have some new stuff, and it's organically too. That's the cool thing about what you have created. Yep. Everything has happened organically for you.
Organically. Mm-hmm. It's all through great people coming together and just having a good relationship and brainstorming ideas. And, you know, we just hired another massage therapist, so we have two now. We have Dave Kingwater, chiropractic, has a satellite office there. He can, you know, meet you by appointment. We have Angela Johnson.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Design Your life coaching in there. It's just evolved into this awesome wellness mecca is what we call it now. And it's not just a gym anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the growing hasn't stopped. You know, there's a lot of things in the future I want to get back on and talk with you about at a later date that it's really, really, really exciting. So, you know, this leads me to I just want to mentioned that since I bought it in 2017 in March, the first year I bought it, we won the best of the best through the Observer Dispatch. We were in first place. And we were nominated again last year. Unfortunately, didn't get first place. Mohawk Valley CrossFit, John Bartholomew, nice guy, good person, and he was very deserving of that award. So he won first place, and congratulations to him. This year we're nominated again, and it's you know, being competitive, I want to win it.
It's a voting process, right?
It's a voting process.
Online voting?
Online voting. Now, you can either vote through the Observer Dispatch, and the voting starts June 9th, okay. So which is Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday.
Wow, fast.
June already. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable.
So the voting starts June 9th. You can go on the Observer Dispatch and vote, or we'll have the link on the Fitness Mill Facebook page, and you can just click on the link and vote.
How long is the voting process?
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
All right, what's important now, I just want to mention on here, is that you're able to vote every day.
One a day. Okay.
So it's not just one vote and you're out. Yep. You can vote every day. So you can vote 14 times.
Yeah. So when you get up in the morning, the first thing you should do is go vote for the fitness mill and the best of the best.
Program your mind.
Yeah.
Before you brush your teeth, you ask yourself, did I vote? It's real easy. Just go on your smartphone. It's the first thing I do when I get up. Look
Me
at my
too.
Phone.
Everybody does that.
Right?
We're so addicted to it. Everybody does.
Just click us quick. We really, really, really would appreciate it. You know, click on Kingwater Chiropractic. Give him a nice vote for number one. So it's very important. And we're working towards that. We got some nice stuff going on in the gym, some incentives for the members as they vote, you know, chances to win, you know, cash prize of a nice amount of money. I think we said $250 or something in a raffle. Yeah, at the end, we're going to draw it. And there's prizes given away daily, you know, that you can win also when you do vote. So very important to us. We put a lot of work into our members and into our gym, and we have a lot of pride.
Mm-hmm.
And we all love what we do, you know. So it would really be a good thing if everybody would just vote for us every day.
Go out there and vote for the fitness mill for the best of the best. One of the things I respect about you, Alex, is you're a yes man. Like, you're really open to any kind of suggestion, and you think outside the box, and yep. you're always trying to create cool little activities or events, and you're always community oriented too. And the Boilermaker coming up really, really soon. I know you're the big overall blanket sponsor for the Boilermaker and stuff like that.
Yep.
What's your involvement with the Boilermaker?
So we're the Health and Wellness Expo sponsor. We sponsor the whole, they say it's a day and a half expo, but it's really like almost 2 days. So mm-hmm. it starts at noon on Friday. I think it ends at 5, and then it picks up again 9 o'clock Saturday and goes till 5. It's pretty close to being a two-day event.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, you know, Jordan Peters, who's been working with us from the Boilermaker, really has done a tremendous job with that expo. I got involved in it last year for the first time, and our exposure there was great.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I just left a meeting with them. We're going to be doing another event inside the fitness mill for anybody, you know, open to the public. We're going to hold, I haven't talked to Aaron yet on this, so Aaron, if you're listening, we're going to get together on it. That's what our meeting is Friday. You know, we're going to host a TRX class and also host maybe like a turbo kick class, half hour each, two separate groups, and then switch, you know. So I'll teach a TRX class, and Aaron does turbo kick and total high energy stuff, takes over the whole gym, you know. So I think
she's a machine.
Yeah,
she is.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's the energy is just unbelievable with her. And you know, she leads by example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's our director of group classes and personal training, so she's a perfect fit there. Mm-hmm. And all of the class instructors, you know, look up to her with her energy, and everybody takes on that same character. So she's a great person. But we're going to develop a class for Boilermaker people who sign up for the run, and we'll hold a couple different classes. It'll be great. It's going to be a good time. So we'll have more details on that.
Cool.
On Friday. Like you said, though, I'm always open to things.
Yeah.
Doors always open. I'm always willing to just sit and listen, and you know, things come from conversation. You know, that's how me and Eric DeCarlis got together. You know, there was a time where I saw he opened up his Fierce Foundation, and I recognized that he was doing a good job, and he branded himself very, very well all through social media.
He did.
He did a nice job.
Mm-hmm.
And
the activities he was putting on for the kids. And
yeah.
I mean, it just spoke volumes of his character.
So I reached out to him early on, a while before he came with us, just kind of opened the door, wanted to talk. And he was an open-minded thinker too,
yeah,
which was great. And we talked a little here, talked a little there. You know, nothing really came of it. And then one day he called me and he says, we'd like to talk further. And that was where our relationship started. Mm-hmm. And what he's brought to the fitness mill with special needs and with kids. And the, I mean, he gets 40 kids on one of his, he calls it kids camp, you know, like a kids boot camp. We have 40 kids on a Saturday in the winter. It's great.
And they all love him.
They love him. Uh-huh. And he's I'm proud of him. He's winning community awards now. He's doing a really nice job.
Well deserved.
I'm sure he could have done it in his own place, winning awards. But you know, just to be involved with him, and you know, think that he's winning awards now out of the fitness mill, and he's continuing with his brand and continuing to build his brand. I like being the guy in the background like that, watching people grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the end, it helps me. As well.
Absolutely.
You know, the fitness mill grows. Mm-hmm. But he's growing inside. Aaron's growing inside. Like I said, King Water, and I, Dr. Dave Kingwater, have a great relationship. When I said become your business, I did in all aspects. So I was a runner, I was a group fitness class guy, and now I'm a power lifter, you know, so I'm becoming every part of it and I'm having a blast. So he got me involved. Incidentally, I won a state championship for my age and weight class.
Nice, congrats.
Thank you. And I'm going towards deadlifting.
What was your max for you to
win? It was 285 was the state.
285, yeah.
Right? But 45 years old at 180. And now I jumped up a weight class. And the last meet I was at, I pressed 305. My squat is kind of weak. I don't even want to say it until the numbers look good. But my big lift was a 500-pound deadlift. I was really proud of that one.
Nice.
So,
what made you get into powerlifting? Because I know when, like, we first got together and started talking and stuff, you were not touching weights at all.
No, I wasn't.
You were against it. Not against it, but just wasn't your forte. It
wasn't my thing in fitness.
Right.
It was more group classes. But, well, Dave approached me. I mean, here's how it all happens. Now, everybody just starts calling and approaching because something new is evolving, the fitness mill.
Mm-hmm.
And the fitness community in this area is so diverse, you know. Let's face it, everybody loves fitness, but you have to have a career. You know, you don't do that for a living. But it's so diverse, you know, chiropractors and doctors and, you know, therapists of all and teachers and everybody. So Dave ended up calling me. Now, Dave is a very recognized power lifter, national champion, 4 times on a bench. Benches at the Arnold, which is the hugest event, you know, for all types of athletes. So he approached me, and I never knew him before. I knew the name, heard a lot of good things about him, but we started talking, and it just evolved where he loves powerlifting. It's his passion. He's a huge following, but he needed a home. And I said, let's use the fitness mill. So now he's holding, you know, 2 meets a year at the fitness mill. We're putting about 400 people in our functional fitness room with these meets. I'm into powerlifting now. And it's just evolved into this another, you know, entity, so to speak, underneath the fitness mill umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
It's been awesome. And so speaking of Dave Kingwater, now we've really developed a great partnership because now I'm the official gym of the Utica Blue Sox baseball team. And Dave, being involved with the fitness mill, is also now the team chiropractor. So it's great partnership. So we put his office inside, a satellite office, inside the fitness mill. The team works out. They schedule an appointment with Dave. He comes over, you know, performs his chiropractic on him. And it's just a great relationship. So you see how things can come together.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool, impressive stuff.
The fitness mill is one big, like, networking organism that just keeps feeding off itself.
Just keeps growing.
Yeah,
and growing.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's a good thing to have.
Oh, it's been.
And it's going to continue to grow, Alex.
Like I said, I'll get back on when the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about some of the future plans with the fitness mill that really the public is going to love this. So, you know, we're definitely gonna take it to the next level.
Are you gonna do another Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an annual event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, you know, where it is, I'm not sure.
We kind of pissed off the residents of New Hartford that morning, huh?
We had people from South Utica driving over being like, you know,
where's the party?
Yeah, right.
I hear the music.
It was great. They were like, you know, it's a great thing. We're happy, but, you know, the music was horrible and it woke us up or whatever. But, you know, we're sorry. But maybe other venues will be in store for next year. But New Hartford was great. You know, I did talk to Bob Knoll, the superintendent, and he was awesome and hooked me up with the right people, and we were able to do that event. You know, indoors would be great if we can because of the weather's iffy. Yeah, you were there. You participated.
Yeah, I loved it, actually. I had a great time.
It was cool.
That's something I would do every year with you guys.
Good. Okay.
Absolutely.
So
we
count on it.
Fully enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Dude, there's a lot of people checking in, actually. Erin's saying hello, and she's saying it's $250 was that was it how much you're giving away for that
cool.
thing.
I hit it right. I have a very short-term memory.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Missy Huntley is saying, what a great story, which you told your family history earlier,
yep.
And we appreciate you telling that story. But that was great, and I've always been intrigued by how you guys got your beginnings and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I knew it started from... I didn't know it started from a farm, but you started and you grew and grew and grew, and kind of the same principle of what's going on at the fitness mill.
At the fitness mill. Exactly. You plant the seed, you water it, and it grows, you know.
Our boy Heath's chicken, he's saying yo. Now, Alex, I got to put this over. Heath is the host of Sauced, if you will, which is our hot sauce show, which we had here the other day. It took me 2 days to clean it up, by the way, because there was just hot sauce all over the place. But we literally burned our tongues off.
I'm sure.
Oh, it was great. Would you ever be interested in sitting in an episode of Sauced with me and Heath?
What do you do, just taste sauce?
Well, we put it on chicken wings or some kind of thing. But
there's some hot sauces, man. I don't know if I can do that. Hey, I'm a red hot guy. That's about where I go. Sriracha, that type of stuff.
I love sriracha, too.
There's some sauces out there that the names are so funny, too, but that I've tried with just...
I don't have the box.
Tear you apart.
Oh, they'll tear you apart.
I'll come with you, though.
They'll definitely tear you apart. Oh, it's a blast. We have a good time. And I never really got into this until I started hanging out with Heath, and he's like, you got to try it. Now, all of a sudden, I'm a hot sauce addict because of the guy.
Yeah.
I just bought some habaneros to grow in the backyard.
Did you?
I had to.
You make your own?
Yeah, it's all part of the show.
It's awesome.
That's all.
See, you know what? Another example of becoming your business.
Yes, exactly.
You're becoming your business, a hot sauce maniac. Right? You're promoting it.
Yeah.
You have to what I found is you have to be educated on what you're promoting.
Right.
Hot sauce. Doesn't matter what it is, a group class or powerlifting, doesn't matter what it is. You have to be able to talk to somebody intelligently about that subject that they know so much about.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
That gives you the advantage. That's why you're a leader.
Well, they say you put like 10,000 hours into something and you pretty much mastered it, if
could
you
be.
Will. That's
could
I, I think I, the saying Gary Vee says it's like 10,000 hours into one particular thing. And,
could be.
And that's when you become a Jedi or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Or however it is. And Aaron's also saying you guys laugh a lot at the place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. we have a blast. Aaron's laugh is contagious. I mean, it's she laughs about the like it's just I think that she laughs. That's her conversation. She's great. I mean, her energy, her enthusiasm, just who she is as a person is great. I was actually talking to Phil today about Erin. Phil Saporito is manages our desk staff and our sales.
Known
operation.
Him since we were kids.
Phil's a great guy.
Yeah.
And now there's another guy that lives it. He knows he understands fitness and bodybuilding. But I was talking to Phil today, and I said, Erin's just got that way about her. She's the nicest, the most fun. But she's also, she's meant for a gym. She loves being in the gym she's meant for. I said, Phil, there was one day last weekend, I was just standing at the desk, and I was talking to whoever was at the desk or some members or whatever the case was, and Erin comes walking over full of sweat. She's weightlifting a lot more now. She had the big headphones on, and she just slaps me on the arm, and she goes, hey, boss, come over and give me a spot. I was like, all right, let's go. Just all about it,
Smack her on the ass, let's go.
Yeah. And I'm yelling at her, come on, another one. Oh, it was great. But we laugh, and she's, her personality's great. All of the instructors, too. We've got Leslie Stevens. And now that I go on naming them, I'm gonna miss a few, that I don't name. But I mean nothing by that. But, we've got
Leslie. You have a lot going on over there. So
we do. Yeah. Al Caligero is still there, too.
He still comes and hangs
out. He's like a little kid again. He's having he's the biggest ball breaker you'll ever meet. But I've had some times with Al when I first bought the business just to sit down and talk to him. Very smart individual and understands what it is to own a gym, where I had no idea how to run a gym. You know, I'm working in the car business.
Right.
But as I talk to Al more and more, you know, I have a cup of coffee with him, pick his brain, it's very similar. A business is a business. You offer a product. You offer promotions.
You try to be the best you can possibly be.
Best you possibly be. People. Mm-hmm. You got a great people.
Service.
Mm-hmm. Sales. It's all part of it, you know. So I really got a good understanding, and thank God I have the core of people that I have at the fitness mill that really run the show. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Phil, he does a terrific job running the gym. He's there most of the time. He's got a great group of guys that and girls that work the desk. He's mostly there during the peak hours and during the day. I've got Danielle Barris. She's been on here a few times. She's doing all the administrative work. And she's involved in events, and she's doing a good job. Aaron, of course, in charge of the group classes, and then everybody else that's fallen into the fitness mill. You know, I feel bad because when I go there, it's like I'm talking to the members. But I think that's my place.
Yeah,
I think just talking to the members, seeing
you're the face. You're supposed to.
I'm the face.
Shake hands, kiss babies.
I don't want to be in the back doing paperwork.
Right.
I'm in the front. I'm in the lobby. I'm hanging out. I'm spotting a guy. I'm working out with him, and just talking with everybody. Just building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have going on in the future is taking up some of my time, but it's real. I can't wait. I wish I could. I can't though. I gotta wait.
Save it.
Yeah,
you got an open door policy.
We're coming back
anytime you want. When you're working out or powerlifting, what kind of music are you listening to?
Chevelle,
really?
Yeah, no.
You're into like that emo, like
It's mixed. I mean, I put Chevelle.
I can never picture you. Wow, you're blowing my mind right now. Chevelle.
I like it.
Really?
That's what I used to run to. Chevelle Pandora Station.
Okay.
Yes.
So like Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
Chevelle.
Yes.
Three Days Grace.
Yep.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some good stuff. There's mixed reviews on the music. Music in a gym is the hardest thing to get right because everybody's got a different taste.
Yeah.
So I get, I was used to Chevelle. So when I first bought it, I put the Sonos system in. Big Apple did it. They did a nice job for me. And I said Chevelle on the downstairs, classic rock upstairs, some light stuff. And then the music, I got the other exercise rooms. They could play whatever they want and then shut it off. So I said, leave the downstairs on Chevelle. It was a little harder tone, but not so obscene like that crazy
death metal.
Death metal, right. But it sent the vibe. But little at a time, everybody's like, put some hip hop on, or put this on, or some rock and roll, classic rock, whatever. So the radio stations start to change a little, every time I walk in, there's something different. But, and you can't help with some of the explicit language in the hip hop, it's not for everybody. The Chevelle's not for everybody. It's like the hardest thing for me. That's the only thing I can't get right in the gym.
Yeah.
Everything
you probably won't
I got
either.
Right.
Right.
So now, I send a message out to the desk staff. They control the music. I say, listen, just leave it on Chevelle. Soft, low volume, not soft because it's not soft, but low volume because that's not the main source of music going on in the gym. You walk around a gym, everybody's got headphones on.
Right.
They listen to their own stuff.
Right.
Where people get upset is when it's so loud that they can't hear it through their own headset. They can't hear their own music. So you got to tone it down, and I don't think anybody will have a problem with what's on the radio or on the,
It's the just
system.
Background noise anyways.
Just background.
Yeah.
If someone goes in without a headset, that means you get to listen to background music. That's not their main headset music. You want to blast hip-hop? That's great. Put the headset on, But
Chevelle, you blew my mind
Chevelle,
with that.
Yeah. Love it, man.
That's your band, huh?
I get pumped on it. I never it never
have
gets
seen
old
live?
To me. Huh?
You seen him live?
No.
No?
No. But I've never lost that, feeling for that music. I just love it. That's my playlist when I teach TRX.
Uh-huh.
It's all that, alternative, and I think it gives me energy, but
all right.
Everybody has different preferences.
Say you're a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
And you have an entrance theme. What's your song you're coming out to?
Oh my God. It's
you got to have a song that pumps you right up.
I can't think of the name. You would know it. I'm going to sing it now.
Yeah,
it starts out with, you got it. What is
Disturbed.
That? Yes, that's it. Disturbed. That's the one.
Would you listen to me?
Yes, that's the one. All right. I was at a loss of words. I got it right on my iTunes.
That's the Wicked, right?
Yes,
Wicked.
Yeah. Yes, that's my song.
That's good. That's probably on the Pandera or the Chevelle Shuffle, too,
it is.
Right?
It is.
Disturbed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a side to me that maybe
I had no idea. I'm expecting, you know what I was expecting? Either I had two options in my head. Either you're going classic rock, you know, you're going like Aerosmith or something like that, or you're going 90s hip hop. I don't know why I had that 90s hip hop vibe, but I had that 90s hip hop vibe from you.
Yep.
And you just totally blew me away with Chevelle. It was like 2000 metal. Like year 2000. That's
when Chevelle. But in the 90s, I did listen to hip hop. You know, the, what do they call it? The Bojo pants and the, remember those? Remember the Chess King? Remember that? Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, we used to tight roll the pants.
Z Cavaricci.
Those were the ones.
And then the bum equipment shirts, right? We all had the bum equipment shirts.
Bum equipment, yes.
Did you own Skids? Were you one of those Skids too?
Yeah, it's Skids, the Vans, the whatever it was all back then. We anything goes tight roll your jeans.
Yeah, yeah, that was the thing. Know. The peg leg. If you were doing the peg leg, you were in. And then, of course, you had to have the overabundance amount of Jacquard on.
Jacquard.
Or Polo cologne.
Can you imagine that?
Those were the days, man. Growing up Italian in Utica, that was your outfit.
Yeah.
You know, that was your outfit in the late 80s, early 90s right there.
Yep, yep, exactly.
And then it changed somewhere down the road. But oh, my God. Alex, this has been great, man. Such a
love
great
it.
Conversation today.
Z, you're a great guy. I love being here.
Thank you, man. And I love having you here. I mean, like I said, that door is always open for you. Anytime you want to come and hang out, promote whatever you got going on, please keep us in the loop for Thanksgiving and all that. We want to be a part of that, too. And like I said, any event you got going on, please keep us in mind, man.
Thank you.
How can they get in touch with you at the Fitness Mill if they want to join and become a member or just maybe even take a class or whatever? How can they get in touch with
you? Okay, you could go to fitnessmillny.com. You can call me directly at 315-725-5948. You can walk in the Fitness Mill, and our desk staff will take you for a beautiful tour. That's one thing I've learned in the car business is I showcase my product.
Yeah.
So as you walk in, it's not just here's your membership lockers, rooms around there.
Right.
We give you a complete walkthrough and an intro. So just walk in is great. You know, so those are the best ways to go about it. Just walking in is probably the easiest. You got to be there. You can sign up online, you know, to save you time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get there, we'd like to give you that experience as well. So
yeah, show you around. You got to test drive the car before you buy it.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I won't be satisfied until that Alex Carbone action figure comes out on the stores, man. I want that
Soon.
Action figure. The He-Man with a big dick. No, I'm kidding.
You're shot.
I am shot. Anyway, speaking of shot, you can listen to this podcast and previous podcasts of VC Radio and all the content we have here on the D at DisruptionNetwork.net. We're all over social media, so all you have to do is Google us and you will find us. Also coming up in a little bit too, Wrestle Fandom Radio will be on. They're going to preview TakeOver and all the great things that's been going on at pro wrestling lately. Also got to give love to my bartenders. We are doing a bartending thing for the ARC that's coming up at June 26th, and that is at the Delta Marriott at the Shade Lounge. All the proceeds to benefit the ARC of Oneida and Lewis County. Also, we're doing a metal night. If you're into metal, I know you like Chevelle.
Yeah.
We're doing a big metal night, actually, at Sickenburger, or Sicken 624, which is now been rebranded. That's over there on Varick Street, and we've got a great band coming up from North Carolina. My boy Ray Curry's coming up with his band Outlier. They've been killing it down south, and they're bringing out the relentless metal sounds of Outlier to here to Utica. Also, we got a great Pantera tribute band, Vulgar Display, as well as Beside the Sun. That's all going down July 20th, Sickenburger Lane. Much love out to Nye Volkswagen Rome. Mention the D, $250 off any vehicle purchase. Simple and easy. All you got to do is log on at NyeVDubOfRome.com or hop over at 5865 Tabor Road in Rome. And much love to our boy Eddie, too, Alzheimer. Eddie's the man. I know he's moved a bunch of stuff for you, like gym equipment and stuff like that, right?
My homes, he's done
homes?
A lot for my, I have storage with him.
Uh-huh.
He's moved some gym stuff around, so he's just a good man.
Good logistics guy.
Yep.
Like you can, if you have a problem, you can go to Eddie with your problem, and chances are he's going to solve it for you.
That's
like
right.
He's a quick thinker. He thinks really well. He's not even just with moving, just even in life situations as well. So much love to Eddie and all the great sponsors here on the D. We really appreciate all the love and support throughout the years. You can hit up Eddie at ejamoving.com. Tomorrow is a great show. Tomorrow I'm really excited. Gina Scampone's coming on. We're going to talk Summerfest. That's
awesome.
Coming up next week. We're blocking off downtown Utica, bringing back the vibe of good old summertime.
Good old summertime.
And not only is Gina coming on, but we're also talking to lead singer of Rare Earth. Great band out of the 70s. They were the first white Motown band.
Wow.
First white Motown band. And I love what they did, man. They kind of recreated a lot of the Motown songs, like the Temptations and stuff, and put like a psychedelic twist to it back in the 70s. Cool. So they're headlining Summerfest next week. That's next Thursday and Friday the 13th and 14th. It's a free event, people. You got no excuse not to go out and support music. And she's got all these great local bands playing. It's going to be a great time. So I'm looking forward to chopping it up with Gina about Summerfest tomorrow. Alex, one more time, thank you so much for coming in. And and let me know when you want to come back and shoot the shit and be co-host. And I told you before, you should become do your own podcast.
I know. We will.
I really think you should do one.
We'll have a conversation.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks again. We'll see you tomorrow. See ya.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Only on the D.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the Baseline.
Join the Baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at nyvwofrome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up disruptionnetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by The Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at disruptionnetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at disruptionnetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D. DisruptionNetwork.net.